Good morning. It is time once again for the Morning Mindset. Are you ready? Are you ready for your day? If you don't feel like you are, that is why the Morning Mindset exists. Well, I guess it would be helpful even if you do feel like you are, because the Morning Mindset is designed to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God. That is a vital component of every day for us as believers in Christ. We have got to get ourselves thinking along the line that God Himself thinks. Stop for a moment and think about all the challenges that you face in the average day. And then stop to realize that the others around you are facing those same challenges. Can you pause for a moment and think of one person that you know, maybe it's a spouse or a son or a daughter or a loved one, who could use the morning encouragement that the Morning Mindset provides? It's only a 5-minute little shot to the soul, as I like to call it. Take a moment and send that person an email or a text. If you're listening on a podcast app, you can use the sharing functions of that app, which you can find by swiping left or right on this episode, something like that. And you can share it directly with them and include a personal message. Let them know why you're sending them the link to the Morning Mindset. It's my belief that you could change the course of someone's life. And that's not an over-dramatized statement. You can do it, because you are sharing the truth of God with him. Now, this morning, I want to continue with the theme we've been talking about, that our life is now gone, our old life, the life we lived from before we placed our faith in Jesus Christ. And we now have a new life, and it is the actual life of Christ. It's not a metaphor. It's not some spiritual talk that the scriptures use to say something in a flowery or kind of good feeling way, rather than in a practical way. It is a very practical thing. Jesus Christ is our life. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it's time to let the lion loose. You may not know what that's a reference to, but there is kind of an apocryphal sort of a quote that's attributed to C.H. Spurgeon. C.H. Spurgeon didn't exactly say it this way, but nevertheless, the quote is true. And the quote is this: the word of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend the lion. All you have to do is let the lion loose, and the lion will defend itself. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you this morning, the same is true of the fact that Jesus Christ himself lives in us. We don't have to defend lion. In fact, the lion of Jesus Christ, the lion of the tribe of Judah, as he is called sometimes, actually is in us to defend us. What is he there to defend us from? Well, not necessarily hardship or difficulty. He is there to defend us primarily from ourselves and from the negative thoughts and beliefs that go on inside our own head. And I am here to challenge you and to challenge myself as well, because I struggle with this day to day on varying levels. We need to let the lion loose. We need to open the cage and let Jesus Christ out into the world, into our own way of thinking, so that our way of living in the world shows up with more power, with more truth, with more conviction, with more freedom than ever before. It is time to let the lion out. It's time to say no to things like insecurity. It's time to say no to things like doubt and self-recrimination. It is time to say no. I'm not going to go there anymore, because that's the old me. That's the old way I used to live. It's no longer a definition of who I am, because I am in Jesus Christ. Now stop for a moment and think through the implications of that. In fact, that statement is so powerful. It's what I want us to think about in the coming episodes. I want us to think about practical implications of this truth that Jesus Christ is our life. What effect would it have on our lives in terms of confidence, in terms of insecurity, in terms of boldness and truthfulness in the way we live? That's what I want to explore in future weeks. Before today, I want to encourage you, let that lion out, let him out. Don't continue living according to your own doubts and insecurities today. In the situations and relationships that you are involved with, let Jesus Christ be the powerful life that he is. Let's get together again tomorrow.